This is FNX.
Listen to Shoot the Defense. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Hi guys, welcome to another edition of Stealth Secret Sauce, brought to you by the FNX Network. As you can tell by my tone of voice, I'm absolutely buzzing about the festive football calendar. It's almost like a tongue twister, isn't it? Peter Pepper Picked Peppers, football festive calendar. I know it's not the same thing, but when it's 10 o'clock at night and you're knackered, then everything is a tongue twister, I guess. Anyway, got some great news for me, obviously, and for you guys. StealthSecretSauce.co.uk is live. It's active. Join, subscribe. You cannot go wrong with these bets. I promise you, if you ain't making money out of this website and these tips, then I'm just going to pack it in. Because I tell you what, I'm absolutely loving the way things are going at the moment. The tips are going really well. Got an 86, 87% accuracy across Europe and the UK. And I think it's only going to get better. As I said, there's more games coming up. They're going to come thick and fast. And the bets are going to come thick and fast as well. So let's crack on with the first bet. It's going to be Man City against Everton. The 12:30 kickoff on Saturday. Now, bearing in mind, City lost against Chelsea last weekend. A bit of a shock result, in my opinion. But, you know, they're battering teams at home and Guardiola's starting to feel the effects of injuries. There's a few players out. I know David Silva's out with a hamstring injury. Mendy's out for 10 to 12 weeks. It's going to be tricky. But then again, Everton are conceding goals. They needed that last minute free kick from Digne to salvage a point against Watford. My tip for this game is over 2.5 goals. You probably find the odds at 1.4 if we're going decimal point here. I'm going to go for a City win as well. That's my tip for the weekend for that one. Now, the next game, let's go with... let's go Spurs-Burnley. Now, I know people are going to say to me, oh, it's a no-brainer, Spurs are going to win. Yeah, it's 1.17. But after their Champions League exploits, scoring that goal against Barcelona, their confidence will be high. I'm not sure what the team lineup's going to look like, but you can bet as much as you want, there's going to be at least two goals in this game. If you want to take the safe bet, go at 1.5 goals at 1.13. The best odds you'll find at 2.5 goals is 1.44. Now, historically, there are goals in this game. It's going to be at Wembley, bigger pitch. Burnley are going to try and rough Spurs up. So go with a safe bet of 1.5 goals in this one, guys. But this is going to be a really, really interesting game. Next bet, I will go with... let's go Wolves-Bournemouth. Now, Wolves are in fine form at the moment. They beat Chelsea at home. They beat Newcastle away. At the same time, Bournemouth beat Huddersfield, but got absolutely mullered by Liverpool. I know Eddie Howe is going to want his team to bounce back. But again, take the safe route, guys. Over 1.5 goals, you find that at 1.23. So that's the third tip. Tip number four will be on the Sunday. Now, there's a few games on the Sunday due to Europa League exploits and also the big one, Liverpool versus Manchester United. But my first tip for this one is Brighton against Chelsea. Now, Brighton beat Palace last week, the midweek game, but then they lost to Burnley. As I said before, with Burnley, they like to rough up teams now. I think that's how Sean Dyche is going to try and get his team out of the relegation zone. And Brighton are doing all right at home. I think they're seventh for home form, which is pretty decent, bearing in mind that a lot of people tip them to go down. Then again, Chelsea have lost their last two away games. So this will be another tricky bet. But I'm going to go 1.5 goals and take the smart one on this one. 1.5 goals. I can see a 1-1 or maybe a 2-0 to Chelsea. If you want to get brave, go for the 2.5. But I think you'll find good odds at 1.29 for that one. So yeah, that's the other bet. And the final bet of the weekend, I can't ignore this game. Liverpool against Man United. Now, as you guys know, I'm a United fan and I'm never confident going into derby games. You know, this is effectively a six-pointer for both teams. You know, Liverpool top of the league at the moment, with City playing Everton on the Saturday. They may be chasing City. United trounced Fulham at the weekend, last weekend, but you can't read anything into it because Fulham are shipping goals left, right and centre. You can't trust United at the moment. So, unfortunately, I'm going to say Liverpool to win this one. You know what these games are like, but at the same time, I'm going to go 1.5 goals at 1.22. There's going to be goals in this game. I can't see United keeping a clean sheet. United never keep clean sheets. I'm just worried as a United fan that it's going to be a tonking. But to take the safe bet, got 1.22. So yeah, that pretty much wraps up this edition. I know it's a pretty short one. It's been a busy week, so I really don't have many tales to tell. I'd just like to congratulate Jose Figuera for getting his team into the World Club Championship. Unfortunately, they lost on penalties. Team Wellington, they lost on penalties yesterday, and they were 3-1 up. But it's a big learning curve, and when you've got a team that can afford to pay players $5 million a year, which their opponents did, it's going to be tricky to play against quality players. So I'd like to congratulate him for a valiant performance. They've really put Team Wellington on the map in New Zealand football, and long may it continue. So yeah, guys, as I mentioned at the top of the show, please visit StealthSecretSauce.co.uk for all your betting tips. So you can get La Liga, Serie A, Eredivisie, Bundesliga, and even the Premier League. So yeah, subscribe and make that coin. Until next time, take care.